Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces showed a shower to Ukraine with more missiles and munition-carrying drones Tuesday after widespread strikes killed at least 19 people in an attack the UN Human Rights Office described as particularly shocking and amounting to potential war crimes. The leader of the group of seven industrial powers condemned the bombardment and said that they would stand firmly with Ukraine for as long as it takes. Their pledge defied Russian warnings that Western assistance would prolong the war and the pain of Ukraine's people. At a news conference, the National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the U.S. has already provided Ukraine air defense systems and is edging closer to providing a more advanced system.
Working hard to get them the first two of those NASAMS, and we think that we're on track to get those first two over there in the very near future. I'm a little loath to give you a date on the calendar because I know that that work is going on. So we are certainly interested in expediting the delivery of NASAMS to Ukraine as soon as we can.
The White House said that during a phone call with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday, President Joe Biden pledged to continue providing Ukraine with the support needed to defend itself, including advanced air defense systems. President Joe Biden says that there will be consequences for Saudi Arabia as his administration begins re-evaluating the U.S. Relationship with the kingdom. That's after the Riyadh-led OPEC alliance of oil-producing nations announced it would cut oil production. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. has announced that it's an agreement that would end a maritime border dispute between Israel and Lebanon. We get more from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Joe Biden says Israel and Lebanon ending disagreements over their shared maritime border is a historic agreement that could reduce the risk of war, pave the way for natural gas production. Lebanon and Israel both claim some 330 square miles of the Mediterranean Sea. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the agreement is mutually beneficial.
It's going to benefit the region and ultimately benefit the entire world with very significant new energy sources coming to market in the years ahead.
The agreement will be brought before Israel's caretaker government for approval this week ahead of the November 1st election when the country goes to the polls for the fifth time in under 4 years. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. Space Agency NASA announced Tuesday an experiment conducted 2 weeks ago in which a spacecraft was crashed into an asteroid in an attempt to alter its orbit with a success, providing hope the Earth could avoid a future collision with a similar space object. We get details from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART, was launched last year and rendezvoused with the asteroid Dimorphos September 26th. It was the first test of its kind to see if some future space rock headed for Earth could be nudged off course. The spacecraft, about the size of a vending machine, was crashed into the asteroid at about 22,500 kilometers per hour. It carved a crater into the surface, hurling debris out into space and creating a comet-like trail of dust and rubble stretching several thousand kilometers. It took days of telescope observations to determine how much the impact altered the path of the 160-meter asteroid. Before the impact, the moonlet took 11 hours and 55 minutes to circle its parent asteroid. Scientists had hoped to shave off 10 minutes, but NASA Administrator Bill Nelson told reporters Tuesday the impact altered the asteroid's orbit by more than three times that amount. While this is just a first test, Nelson said the mission shows that NASA is trying to be ready for whatever the universe throws at us. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
And recapping our top story, Russian forces have showered Ukraine with more missiles and munition-carrying drones Tuesday after widespread strikes killed at least 19 people in an attack that the Human Rights Office described as particularly shocking and amounting to potential war crimes. The leaders of the group of seven industrial powers condemned the bombardment and said they would stand firmly with Ukraine for as long as it takes. Their pledge defied Russian warnings that the Western assistance would prolong the war and the pain of Ukraine's people.